This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you read now Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 55?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين.
سورة الأحزاب verse 45.
يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا.
سورة طه 73. سورة طه 73.
إنا آمنا بربنا ليغفر لنا خطايانا وما أكرهتنا عليه من السحر والله خير وأبقى.
ما شاء الله. The miracle of memorizing the Quran is truly wondrous. You find that people from a very young age memorize the whole Quran from cover to cover meticulously. There's over 6,000 verses in the Quran. To be able to memorize all of that is truly a miracle.
One of the miracles that Allah gave to this ummah is that He's put in our hearts the love for the Qur'an. He's put in our hearts the love for our scripture. The love that the Muslims have for the Qur'an is not the same as other religious groups have for their scripture. And the proof of this is that the Qur'an is still in its original form. It's memorized by millions of people. There's no other book.
There's never been a book in the history of humanity that has been memorized and preserved in the way that the Qur'an has. Doesn't matter which corner of the world you go to, you will find Muslims memorizing, preserving, and reciting the Qur'an in the same way that it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Jibreel, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I started studying Qur'an when I was in Somalia at a young age, and it was the proper culture at the time. Children will start age of 3, age of 4, and they will learn the writing of the Qur'an, the Osmanic script, not the normal Arabic writing.
In Mauritania, we came across a couple of the students of the Qur'an, and they would memorize the Qur'an on wooden board, if you want to call it. They call it a lawh in Arabic. They would write the page of the Qur'an that they would memorize, and then they would memorize it. And then when they finish memorizing this page and making it very strong, it becomes so strong that they don't need it anymore. They basically wash it off this the lawh, the board that they memorized. So obviously there are different ways of memorizing the Qur'an. In the West, Mauritania and Morocco, this is how they do it.
أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى.
So after I had, you know, become Muslim, I had the opportunity to meet a few people who had memorized the Quran. And when I met them, the idea just instantly came into my heart that I want to do that too. I didn't know how I was going to do that. I remember telling one sister, actually an Arabic-speaking sister, when I was only like, you know, in my early 20s, I was telling her, I want to memorize the Quran by the time I'm 30. And she actually laughed at me. Actually, the way I started memorizing the Quran in the very beginning, many of you may have seen copies of the Quran that have the transliteration in them. Right, so I couldn't read Arabic in the beginning, but I wanted to memorize. So I used to copy out that transliteration and then write the English underneath until I became very familiarized with the Arabic script. And then I slowly moved on to the Arabic script and started memorizing from that. But after having taken 20 years to memorize it, I kind of can see why now she found it quite, you know, incredulous that I'm, you know, I had that goal. But look, I just was very determined. I made it my goal that inshallah ya Rabbil Alameen, I wanna die with this Quran in my heart.
You wanna finish the whole Quran?
Yeah.
And why do you wanna finish the Quran?
I wanna get the ajr of like memorizing the whole Quran, cause on the day of judgment my parents will have crowns on their heads, unlike some other parents.
I want to try and finish the Quran, and then I want to be able to teach it, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ." Best of you are those who learn the Quran and then teach it.
Yeah, so min fadlillahi ta'ala, actually four of my kids have memorized the Quran. My eldest Jamal, alhamdulillah, he finished when he was 14.
I've got two sons that have memorized the Quran. I've got six other more children.
Alhamdulillah, I'm a hafiz of the Quran, and I've memorized it almost 3 years ago.
I memorized the Quran in 2018, alhamdulillah.
The Quran was my life with my kids. We go to school 20 minutes, we memorize. We come from school 20 minutes, and it was something that I really enjoyed.
From the time that my children were born, I had the Quran read to them. I would read, and I would have a CD player on for them to listen to the Quran, to familiarize themselves with the articulation of the Arabic language.
First Arabic Quran school, it was in this garage in Australia, maybe 40 years ago. I get all my children and the three children, about 19 of them, and I make a school for them here. I teach them Quran and Arabic in this garage here.
From a young age, I'd always go to the mosque with my grandfather and my dad. And so, even though I memorize the Quran, I feel like most of the credit has to go to my dad, because he's the one that showed me how to do things, when to do things, and why we do things.
It was my dad's kind of like, you know, dream, I could say, for me to become a hafiz. And of course, you know, the importance of becoming a hafiz, you know, entering Jannah and living according to the Quran was, inshallah, the most important point of becoming a hafiz.
How does that make you feel when you look at your children and they can read the Quran?
I'm very proud. Very proud, said, alhamdulillah, I put the seeds, and the seeds now make a tree, and the tree make fruit now, so the birds can eat, people can eat, you know. Everybody get benefit from the good thing.
I am the proudest mother in the whole world, and I think I am the happiest mother in the whole world. Having my two boys and my girls, alhamdulillah, I think my life is complete. If they would give me millions of dollars, or they tell me I own Australia, Kiliata, or you teach your kids the Quran, I would say teach my kids the Quran. I'm very proud of them.
You know, for me, the greatest joy is, for example, listening to them as an adult, you know, going about their daily life, you know, reciting the Quran wherever they go, whether in their car or at home. I think to me that gives me the greatest joy, just knowing that they've got that for life. You know, you've given your kids this Quran, you know, subhanAllah, for them to have for their life.
Al-Imam al-Shatibi, he says in his poem, he says, "Glad tidings to your parents. On them, on the Day of Judgment, will be malabisu anwarin min at-taji wal-hula, illuminating clothes of a cloak and a crown." Then he says after that, فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالنَّجْلِ عِنْدَ جَزَائِهِ. So what do you think the reward will be for the one who actually memorized the Quran?
When I first went to Turkey, I didn't know much. I only knew Juz Amma, and I didn't really like how process of my recitation. I had days where I would cry because I can't do a page. And, you know, not seeing your family for a month or so was very tough as a kid, as a child.
You've just got to be ready to go through that process, but, like, it is so worth it. You know, if you can just get over that initial stage, yes, it's a lot of hardships and you might feel frustrated sometimes, but bi-idhnillah, just always remember that the amount of reward that inshallah you're going to get, it will never be lost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The whole journey of memorizing the Quran, it's like, you know, the Mus'haf, the Quran, becomes your, like your best friend. Wherever you go, the Quran goes with you. You know, you're holding your mushaf wherever you go, from class to home.
So realistically, if you want to memorize the Quran, I can say you need to be able to find at least 1 or 2 hours in your day, every day, to sit, you know, and memorize and revise. That's the reality. So you need to be committed to do that.
I can assure you, my own journey with the Quran was not without struggles. I embarked on the journey to attain certification to teach the Quran, and I thought I'd complete the journey in 1 year. And during that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with 3 more children in very close time to each other. So for each of us, the Quran is our personal journey.
And ultimately, what does Allah look at when He rewards us? It's our ikhlas, you know, our sincerity, and also, you know, how much we've strove to, you know, to achieve that particular goal, bi-idhnillah.
And once we, you know, purify our intention that we are doing this solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Him, then, you know, we would succeed. Now, even if we don't complete the journey with the Quran, as long as we are on that path and we start today, things will progress, inshallah. If it takes a year, 10 years, 20 years, let the journey continue.
I also learned that the level of Jannah you will go to depends on how much you've memorized. So if you memorize the whole Quran, then obviously you're going to go to the best type of Jannah.
Indeed, the reward in the hereafter that is promised for those who memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those who memorize and act upon it, those who implement. And the first step to that, of course, is to actually understand the meanings of what one is reciting.
So they do memorize, but my husband and myself encourage them to understand what they are reading rather than rote memorization. If we are only memorizing for the sake of memorizing, we're not getting the true message. We need to allow those verses to touch our hearts and transform our lives.
فالقرآن من يعيش معه يعيش في ظلال القرآن يتدبر القرآن ويطبق القرآن في حياته بقدر الاستطاعة وكما يقولون يعني أو يصفون أهل القرآن تجد فيهم صلاح وتجدهم يعني كأنهم قرآن يمشي على الأرض.
What that means is that I try to the best of my ability in all aspects of my life to try and find out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me in the Quran al-Kareem, and I try to apply that in my life.
فتجد هذا الشخص سبحان الله تشعر فيه بصلاح وبأخلاق وتشعر أنك تريد مجالسته وتكون بجواره وتشعر فيه بالصحبة الطيبة حامل المسك.
So that's really the process of memorizing, you know, memorizing, but also ensuring that you're understanding, implementing, and then continually thinking and contemplating to yourself. That's where you get spirituality, that's where you get that connection to the Quran and the connection to Allah.
You know, memorizing the Quran, it's a milestone that it's a bit hard to explain, but
I remember the day where I finished my hafiz. It was very, very emotional, you know, becoming a hafiz. After I gave my last page, my sheikh started to cry, I cried, and it's just a very good feeling.
And I remember the day when I finished, where I finished the last surah of the Quran there. Yeah, it was very special. It was very special.
When I finished the Quran and memorized, the most happiest day was that day, and I still remember, because the mu'allim has to be given an animal or value of an animal. And I remember my mu'allim was given a cow, the value of a cow, not the cow actually. And I remember the mu'allim was making dua for me and saying that you have graduated and I have earned also my cow. And I never forget that.
And when we go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is your anticipation from this?
I don't know what to say. I just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the highest level of Jannah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows it's our intention. He knows that the goal that what we want in life for me and for my children and for him. And I pray that to God that my kids will be role model and be influenced for other people to want to do the same thing so that we all can be in Jannah. I'm telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, as much as I loved you, Ya Allah, and I love the Quran, that's a gift from me, for my kids. I don't know what to say, I just lost words.